For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.
When I die, Lord, I want to come back as a cloud an airplane passes through just before the crash, lit up by blazing sunset and just freed of a heavy, cleansing rain. A cloud gifted with speech enough to say, change your course, pilot. I want to change.
That's WKU Associate Professor of English Tom Hunley reading a poem from his new chapbook of works entitled Scotch Tape World. He came to WKU Public Radio for a conversation about poetry, mad flashes of inspiration, and what it's like trying to get poetry published in the year 2013. But first, for those who don't know, including this interviewer, what's a chapbook?
A chapbook is sort of an intermediary step for poets between publishing poems in journals and then publishing a full-length book. So they're made in smaller print runs. Sometimes they're handmade.
What is it like these days? What's the current state for getting poetry published in the U.S. in the year 2013?
It's pretty difficult to get full-length books published in particular. Usually you have to enter contests that have reading fees. There's no such thing as an agent in poetry. You're your own agent. Some of these contests, they get 500-600 manuscripts with people paying $25 entry fees, which is kind of how they fund the publication of the book. So it's challenging. Even chapbooks usually are selected through contests.
For those of us who aren't writers or poets or composers, I think we have this romantic notion, at least many of us, that the author is going about his or her business and all of a sudden has this mad flash of inspiration that inspires him or her to grab pen and to write words or musical notes down to paper based upon this sudden inspiration. Does that sort of thing happen for you? Or I'm wondering, is it a more disciplined situation where you set aside a certain amount of time in a given day to work your craft?
Good question. I do sometimes experience moments where I feel like I'm in some kind of trance, you know, kind of a divine frenzy. But mostly I sit down with no idea of what I'm going to do, and I work hard. I feel like the occasional poems that are inspired that just come to me are rewards for all the hard work I do. Most of the poems, I would say, are willed. I come up with some way to mess around with language. I give myself assignments. I try to teach my students to give themselves assignments. And then every once in a while, a poem just comes that didn't come from a self-assignment. It just, like a week ago, Monday night, I wanted to drop everything. I had a lot of obligations that I tried to get out of because I really had a poem running through my mind, and I knew I needed to get it down or it was going to, you know, dissolve. So but that's rare.
Your latest chapbook is called Scotch Tape World. What is that in reference to, if anything?
One of the poems is called Scotch Tape World. I have a son who's obsessed with Holiday World. He's ridden all the roller coasters, and he carries a map around, and he knows every square foot of Holiday World. And I got to thinking, what if there was a theme park that was sort of the antithesis of Disney or Holiday World, where everything's held together by scotch tape and everything's falling apart, and you take your kids there to teach them what the world is really like? I mean, it's kind of my sick sense of humor there, really, but there's a poem in which I imagine such a place.
If you wouldn't mind, could we hear a poem from your new chapbook, Scotch Tape World?
This is a poem called Psalm on a Theme by Dean Young and a somewhat similar theme by Allen Ginsberg. When I die, Lord, I want to come back as a cloud an airplane passes through just before the crash, lit up by blazing sunset and just freed of a heavy, cleansing rain, a cloud gifted with speech enough to say, change your course, pilot. I want to change, cloud-like, into the sort of person who finds a wallet and an abandoned infant and knows which to keep, which to return, and does it. Sometimes I lose myself in a crowd. Sometimes I find myself in a cloud. Sometimes I want to die, Lord, from embarrassment. An expression, like I'm falling apart, or I love you to pieces. But if I do fall apart, Lord, I do want you to love me to pieces. It is written in a Dean Young poem, the mind is a tiny island you've washed upon. Is that true, Lord? About me, not you, I mean. Dean Young the poet, not Dean Young the creator of the comic strip Blondie, I mean. Allen Ginsberg wrote, I'm sick of my own mind. Give me just a little piece of yours, Lord. "I'm going to give you a piece of my mind" is an expression, but I mean it literally. "I feel like a sandwich" is an expression, meaning I crave bread and cheese with ham, lettuce, mustard, if you please. But sometimes I do feel like Dagwood has his eyes, then his hands, then his drooling mouth on me, and I feel like I know how Blondie must feel. This makes me realize I don't want to die. I've wandered 40 years through the desert of my mind, Lord. I want you to fill my mouth with water and prayer and maybe a jagged little song.
What was the inspiration for that poem?
That was one of those ones that just came to me, actually. I didn't give myself the usual self-assignment. So I don't know. I wrote it pretty fast.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, when you put down a poem to paper in such an instance, how much revision is there for you? How much rewrite? How much is maybe putting that down? Is there a setting aside for a while, coming back to it the next day, the next week? Or is it...
It's a very good idea to let it cool off, like you're describing. Put it in a drawer is common advice, and then come back to it. Because at first, we just have strong emotions about it. Sometimes I hate it, and that's a strong emotion that's not accurate. Other times I love it, and that's not accurate either. When I come back to it, it's really a lot easier to just cut things and add things and make changes.
You've recently done readings of your work in Glasgow at the WKU Glasgow campus, previously in Louisville. And I'm wondering, what reaction do you get? Or do you note maybe certain types of poems about certain subjects maybe that get a certain reaction from a crowd?
I do. I mean, I try to choose the poems based on the audience. For example, I recently read to the English department, to the faculty here, in a colloquium. So I did have a poem in Scotch Tape World that is set in the classroom that was inspired by something that happened in a class. So, of course, I read that to them. If I see children in the audience and families, I have some poems that are about marriage and new fatherhood, quite a few of those, and they seem to go over well with audiences. And then sometimes I read at colleges, and I have a lot of poems in the voices of characters from The Simpsons, and those seem to go over pretty well with college students.
For you, why poetry? You could communicate thoughts and ideas through short stories, maybe novels, some other literary form. What is it about poetry for you?
I think if you're interested in being a writer, you need to take a look at what your own obsessions are, what you're most interested in. And I think if you're most interested in people and figuring out how they work, probably you want to write literary fiction because it's all about characterization. If you're most interested in memories and trying to understand things that happened in your life, then probably creative nonfiction is your area. But if you want words to be at the forefront, if you're most interested in language, if you care more about the right word than, choosing the right friends or something, poetry is right for you.
We've been speaking with WKU English professor and poet Tom Hunley. He's author of a new chapbook of poems entitled Scotch Tape World. Tom's previous publication was called Annoyed Grunt and was a series of poems that took on the personas of various characters from the TV show The Simpsons. You can find an audio archive of our conversation with Tom Hunley at our website, wkyufm.org, and at our Facebook page. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.